The injunction application against the Judicial Council hearing alleged corruption involving some circuit court judges and magistrates has been dismissed by the High Court. 14 of the 22 lower court judges and magistrates filed the injunction to restrain the council, which is investigating the alleged bribery against the judges and magistrates, from further hearing the case. The plaintiffs argued that the composition of the panel by the Chief Justice is unlawful, and therefore saw the High Court to halt its sitting. We bring you a report by Beatrice Opon.
The presiding judge, Justice Gertrude Tokonu, dismissed the injunction application against the Judicial Committee on grounds of merit. She said her decision was not based on the lengthy arguments put forth by the legal representatives of both parties, but the need not to delve into the merits of the substantive case. Justice Tokonu held the view that granting the injunction will interfere with a substantive issue. Making his argument before the court, counsel for the plaintiff John Indebugri said the counsel is interfering with the investigation process, which amounts to abuse of rights of his clients. He said only the Chief Justice is mandated by the Constitution to remove judicial officers, which include the circuit court judges and magistrates, from office on grounds of stated misbehavior and not the Judicial Council. In his view, the committee's action is in contravention of their powers. Mr. Indebugri argued further that the Judicial Service Act, which regulates how disciplinary action should be conducted against judicial officers, states that in proceedings against judges, they must be informed of whether it is summary or formal, because the penalties are different. However, in this instance, the committee adopted both proceedings, which is not right. The council also argued that a committee interdicted the 22 circuit court judges and magistrates when they have not been convicted by a competent court of jurisdiction. Mr. Ndebugri claimed that the council have acted without jurisdiction and should therefore be restrained for further sitting. Acting Solicitor General Helen Sewu, however, opposed the arguments of the plaintiffs, saying that due process has been followed. She stated that a council is required by law to assist the Chief Justice in the effective and efficient delivery of justice in the judicial service. She accordingly prayed the court to dismiss the application.
Beatrice Opon's report. Meanwhile, a second suit, also filed by the 14 lower court judges and magistrates, challenging the disciplinary procedure used in probing the bribery allegation, has been dismissed by the High Court. The 14 implicated lower court judges and magistrates argued that the process adopted by the Chief Justice in investigating them is flawed and therefore unlawful. They were therefore praying the court to declare the disciplinary procedure unlawful. The state, in response to the suit, also filed a motion praying the court to strike out the pleadings of the 14 judges and magistrates. The court upheld the motion and accordingly dismissed the suit. Lawyer for the 14 judges and magistrates, John Indebugri, gave an indication of a possible appeal against the ruling, which he said was unfortunate.
I've congratulated my learned friend, Acting Solicitor General, and I'm saying that what has happened, she has crossed a stream, but there's a big river. We are now going to consult our clients, and then if they say we should appeal, we will appeal. If they say no, let's forget it. We'll forget. The point is to exhaust the legal process, and then the truth will come out. That is if our clients say that we should do so. We, the lawyers, have the capacity. We are willing and able. When you have a solid foundation, you don't really shake.